Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Hugh, this song, Kyle could play it any day with him in this. It's a good song, but it really, it's appropriate today. You see this headline this morning?
What's that?
Fox 29 Philadelphia, strange smell puzzles residents in Delaware County.
Ooh, that smell.
It smells like crap. That's the headline there.
Delta pooper?
Well, that's the first, if I had a suspect, it would have been her, first of all. I don't think she's on the loose again. I don't know. I mean, I know we got a lot of callers and listeners from Delco. If anyone has any updates on this, we need some help on the smell. Yeah. Ready for this? I'm reading the article. What they're saying, residents have taken to social media to express their concerns and confusion. Quote, one person described the smell as like death, like a dead animal, while another compared it to burnt oil from a car.
Burnt oil.
Those are way different smells.
Yeah,
the dead animal, burnt oil.
Yeah.
Smells, that's all sounds bad.
It sounds stinky.
Mm-hmm.
I think I rode through Delco this morning. I didn't smell anything.
Are you part of the problem? Did you do this?
No, I didn't. Okay. Do it. Like they first who smelt it, dealt it. No, it wasn't me.
Okay.
But I ride with the windows down.
And you didn't
and
smell anything?
I didn't smell anything.
Okay.
Not nothing that stuck out.
Maybe you're nose blind to it.
Maybe it's so. I didn't smell
okay,
it.
Okay, but that.
That don't mean I did
think you're
it.
Missing the implication.
What's that? That is me?
Yeah, could be.
Well, definitely wasn't me. Definitely wasn't me.
I don't think this one's your fault, but you're on the radar
now. First of all, I know you're trying to apply.
He was a prime suspect.
I didn't fart in the studio. Did not fart.
Wow.
And second of all, I didn't smell it. I didn't smell anything.
You have to roll back through there on the way home, though, right?
Yes, I do.
Yes, all right. So you'll be on the case today.
Yeah, I'll be on the lookout.
All right. If anyone has any information on what it smells like and what's going on in Delco, you let us know.
That heels going stay there.
Yeah,
fart.
Yeah. You might not be the most trustworthy source on all this after that incident in the studio.
Did not fart.
Again, the evidence is overwhelming. Let's go to Jim in Mullica Hill talking about the Eagles jailing Donovan McNabb's comments a few days ago. Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Jim?
Yeah, listen, man. I mean, I kind of think that, you know, Petula's is trying to take over what Kellen Moore did last year. He's trying to replicate it, and it's not working. And Jalen had a conversation with him, and then they put him in his hands, and what happened? We came back and we won.
But isn't the implication that they don't trust Jalen Hurts because they don't have to throw much?
No, I don't think that at all. I think it's Petula trying to replicate what he did. But what happened last year?
But replicate what? Replicate a quarterback that doesn't throw the ball much.
Okay, well, what did he do in the Super Bowl? He played both Super Bowls. He played his two best games.
Sure.
Nick Sirianni last year even said, "Yeah, that's my quarterback."
So wouldn't
right?
you wouldn't you think after that they would say, "Hey, look at how good this guy is. Let's let him throw the ball a lot."
Yeah, you would think yes.
So what would be the explanation
what's
for
holding
not?
Them back? What's holding them back from allowing him to do that?
We have a new offensive coordinator who
was here last year.
Huh?
He was here last year.
He was the pass game coordinator last year, by the way.
He wasn't calling plays.
No, I know that, but he
was a pass game. But the pass game, he coordinated the pass.
So you disagree with Donovan's thought that they don't trust him?
Yes, I totally disagree with that. I think when you put it in Jalen's hands at any given time, Jalen will. And he always has.
Can I ask you a question, Mike? I mean, Jim.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why do you disagree? Why do you feel so strongly that Donovan was wrong?
Because after the conversation Jalen Hurts had with Petula on Sunday, he came out and what they call pass plays. And he was on point.
That's not even true. But it was 21-26 when you saw that conversation on the sideline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, but does it, like, if they don't let him throw until they're down three scores, do you think they trust him? It does, like, I'm trying to understand the logic.
Yeah, you're not doing a good job of explaining why you feel the way that you feel.
I don't do a good job with that shit, but...
All right. And that's, we're good now. And Jim, good phone call.
See, we got to workshop these things.
We're trying to work.
Seems to be a disconnect because people hear you hate Jalen Hurts, yet we're just sort of wondering why the Eagles have been so conservative. Somebody, including a former Eagles quarterback, offered up an explanation.
That's why I said we have to workshop.
I'm following the tea leaves. Okay, so they didn't throw the ball much first couple weeks. Then they didn't throw it until they had to. After the game, the star wide receiver says they've been too conservative. The quarterback says they were playing not to lose. Then Donovan McNabb, who knows a little, you know, something about playing quarterback, said he thinks they don't really trust Jalen Hurts. Brian Baldinger, who knows a lot about football, came on the afternoon show yesterday and said, "Yeah, I saw what you guys saw, but I still don't think they're going to throw the ball a lot on Sunday." Why?
Look, I understand it's difficult sometimes. Let's try to use our brains here today with what we're trying to say.
No, and this is your fault.
My goodness. It's not my fault.
Is.
No, listen.
You let everyone live their truth.
Since we're here,
mm-hmm.
I workshop my thoughts. Okay. Now, they might not make sense to everybody.
Anybody.
But they make sense to me.
Everybody, anybody,
and
interchangeable.
At least when I have mine, I do try to validate why I feel the way that I feel.
You do, and you listen to the other side.
And I listen to the other side. I think those are two important things.
They are.
To do when you recklessly speculate.
You should do those things.
You should, because my way isn't the right way all the time, but most of the time I've been pretty spot on. I will say that. But you have to listen to what's being said. And if you can, retort. If not, then just let it go.
I think I've arrived at what's going on here.
What's going on?
I think the truth is making people uncomfortable because they don't want to believe that a quarterback that many believe is a top five guy isn't trusted by his own coaching staff. I think it makes us uncomfortable to believe that. I'm just choosing to follow the tea leaves instead of worrying about if I'm comfortable or not. Pete on the turnpike is up. What's up, Pete?
Hold on one second.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What's up, Pete?
Take your time.
Here's the deal. Mm-hmm. I think one thing you guys are missing is this is a business. It's a corporation, okay? And Jalen is just an employee. He's doing what his bosses are telling him to do. They're also, I do believe, trying to keep these young guys in a bubble and not let them get away from them and their personalities overtake and get too big. As far as Donovan saying that, tell him to stay in Arizona and let him beat down on his front. He's just jealous that he never won a Super Bowl. He had a chance and he floundered.
Yeah, that sounds like sounds like hatering.
Yeah.
Right,
so Pete, you think Donovan's just
hatering?
I mean, it's not the truth.
Come on, man.
Pete. It's not the truth.
So Pete, you think Donovan's just
you're being a hater? Yeah. Pete. It's okay.
Let's go through
I'm
this.
Not being
I know you're living your truth, but you are living your truth. Because why are you so mad at Donovan's take about this? And if no disrespect to you, Pete.
Why is Donovan talking about it?
Donovan was a guest of the show.
Because he was asked a question. Just like we asking you calling in here, you're a guest of the show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, all right, that's fair enough.
Okay, so again, I'm asking a question. I'm asking a question, Pete.
If they didn't trust him, he wouldn't be there. He'd be gone.
Hold on a second. Hold on. When you ask your quarterback to throw eight times in the first half, and then you don't ask him to throw again until the second half when you're down, he might as well not be.
They have other weapons.
He needs to get the ball to the weapons.
Pete, did you watch the game? Let me ask you that.
He's the quarterback.
Okay, so what other weapons that were working that the Eagles had?
The first half of that game was a disgrace.
Okay, so again, so why not throw the football, Pete? Because they threw the football in the second half. Why not throw it in the first half?
Because they need to. That's the game plan, dude. You know it's the game plan
that wasn't working, right?
Why is it the game plan?
We have a game plan. This is what we're doing.
This is so
and
crazy.
We're not changing. We're
okay, but it didn't work.
And then they switched it up. This is not my fault.
This is not my fault.
So, Pete, do you think Donovan is just hating on Jalen? Like, is that what that is?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
You know, Pete, I got to tell you something. When you hate the truth, you know what the truth sounds like?
It sounds like hate.
Yeah,
it sounds
when
like
you,
Pete.
When you hate the truth, when you hate the truth, the truth sounds like hate. It's true. Donovan McNabb, like.
You can say it, Joe. Speak your mind.
It's disrespectful to say that Donovan McNabb doesn't know what the hell he's talking about because you don't like what he's saying. No one's saying Donovan McNabb is never wrong. Of course he could be wrong. He's just analyzing the game. Donovan McNabb didn't need to hoist a Lombardi to have knowledge of the quarterback position.
Exactly.
It's actually ridiculously disrespectful to a guy that, to this point, and I think Jalen's either already or will surpass
them. Quarterback
but Donovan
in the history of the Eagles
has been the best long-term quarterback in the history of the franchise.
And it looks like Jalen is about to take that mantle.
And that's
fine. Listen, if you don't like Donovan, just say that. I respect that. But to sit here and your first thought out your mouth or the first thing you say is talk about beating down his son and staying in Arizona, all that, you carry no weight here, bro. I appreciate the call, but let's be civil. Let this be the one place that we can all be civil where we have these sports takes. You know, we can have fun and banter back and forth, but let's be civil when we have these conversations. Let it be uncivilized out everywhere else. Just let it be civil right here, man. Let this be a safe haven, which we try to make it every day. You know what I mean? That was uncalled for.
Yeah, also, yeah, we'll continue the conversation. I don't agree with every ex-quarterback or analyst. There's a million of them, right? We play their cuts all the time. But when multiple people keep saying the same thing, doesn't anyone look up and say, why? 215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles deep down trust Jalen to throw the ball? It's clear to me. It's clear to Hugh. I think it's clear to a lot of people. They don't. Your calls on that, we've mentioned, we'll play what Hurts said yesterday. That sounded to me like a direct shot at Hugh Douglas. What is going on? That is next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Because with FanDuel's Thursday Touchdown Jackpot, you could win a share of $2 million of bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. I like Trey McBride tonight for Arizona. If your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to win your chance of $2 million of bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting part of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.